Hi there, I'm Deb Crow, and I want to welcome you to Season 4 of Imperfect, the Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast where we connect, learn, and laugh together with authentic and courageous leaders from all over the globe. You will learn from leaders you haven't even met yet. You will gain new tools to add to your leadership toolkit, because leadership belongs to all of us. It is not measured by stature or title. So please pull up a chair and listen in. This is the Imperfect Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast.
Well, welcome to the Solo March episode of Imperfect, the Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast. I'm going to say it again. I don't know where time is going. What I can tell you was February was a month full of new things, unlearning, relearning, challenges, barriers, bumps, potholes, U-turns, solace, a vacation, and here we are, and it's March 8th. I can't believe it. So some of the things that happened in March were I finished recording my audiobook for the Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast. I had over 100 people ask me if I was going to do the audiobook. I had two people reach out to narrate it. And I thought, this is my story. It's my book. And through fear over my shoulder, and I just recorded it. It was fun. I had an amazing, amazing company that I worked with that I can't wait to promote. And it's in the hands of Audible as we speak. So it will be out in the next 10 days on Audible. And rumor has it that I get some free codes. So if you are an audiobook lover and this is speaking to you and you prefer to listen instead of reading your books, then shoot me a text or a DM if you have that info. My email is deb@debcrow.com. And you never know, an Audible code might be coming your way. I had the pleasure this whole week to participate and be involved in and attend 5 International Women's Day events in my city. I am still reconnecting with so many incredible women that I haven't seen since before COVID. I swear this year is going to be the continued variation of reconnection with so many people. Rented some office space this week to see clients, and it's just so nice to be out having an office again. And I'm hearing that from other people who are doing the same thing. The weather here in Canada has been summer, then spring, then winter, then summer, then spring, and repeat. The birds are out, the flowers are popping up, and the sun is shining. It's absolutely beautiful. The stories that I've heard this week from women that I've met and just some of the takeaways is we need to listen to each other more and really be there, really be present. Just you and that person, nothing else in your mind, not noticing what's behind you, what's in front of you, what's, you know, in your peripheral vision, just really connecting and honoring that connection. A lot of women are lonely. A lot of executives are lonely and are still reeling from COVID. You know, we didn't get to the mental health crisis that we're at globally from not having a global pandemic. And it saddens me. And I'm having this conversation every day. So if this is something that resonates with you, and I'm hearing women say, I don't have a best friend. I don't have a circle of friends. I don't have a sounding board. I wish I had a circle of friends. Let's open that discussion. Let's talk about that. What can we do to change that? How can we make you feel better so that, you know, I'm hearing things like I'm an outlier. I don't belong. I don't fit. How can we change that? Let's open that dialogue and conversation. That's going to be my call to action from this solo podcast for March of 2024. I've been interviewing so many amazing guests in the month of February. We have our recording done for season 4 to the end of May. And then as always, we go dark in June so that I can have what I like to call a creative break. I want to come back for season 5. I'm still going to pinch myself that we're at season 5 already. Like, where did those 4 years go? and the incredible 260 plus leaders that I've met and interviewed, and some have become friends, some have become colleagues, some have become confidants. It's just a global network that I'm so, so grateful for. And it stemmed from a meaningful conversation about heart-centered leadership. It doesn't get any better than that. This month, I'm excited about my audiobook coming out. I'm starting research on my second book, my mind map. My brain has been dumped into a large mind map that is really quite scary looking, but there is some discipline and structure in there. And I'm going to move forward with my next book, which is going to be a children's book on heart-centered leadership. And I'm just completely excited to launch into that. And I feel if I'm going to handle the tsunami of leadership, and that's going to be part of my legacy, to allow heart-centered leadership to be the default going forward for the younger generation, that's exactly where I want to be. And I'm looking at how I can scale that even in Canada and across the world. And it's exciting and scary, but I have met some new allies and I'm talking to some very interesting people in many different sectors. And that excites me. And I think being comfortable, being uncomfortable, and having your passion fueled with a little bit of fear, I know for myself, I always want to keep my ego in check. There's no place for ego in life or business. And when you master the art of heart in life and leadership, heart-centered leadership is your default. So those butterflies in my tummy and the scary thoughts and the lack of confidence and the little twist of imposter syndrome, I'm just going to throw that in the garbage. And I don't have time to waste. I have a legacy that I've created and I'm fully locked and loaded with. And I'm just embracing that. I had a lovely table this week on Monday at the All Women Lead event. Kudos to Courtney and Melissa and Jen. Largest conference, women's conference in Southwestern Ontario. They had 600 women. Again, so many people that I saw and reconnected with that I hadn't seen since before COVID, which really is 4 years. That's a long time. And chatting and getting caught up and hearing all the exciting things going on in their life. I invited 9 women to sit at my table. It was a beautiful, brilliant, diversified, eclectic group of women that I was so honored to have. And I know these women from my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and my 50s. And I had my daughter there, which was exciting. And I had a vendor table and I had my books and I sold a case of books there. And I got asked to speak at a conference in the fall. It was a really, really wonderful day, meaningful day. The reconnection on a daily basis for me seems to be something on repeat that I'm wanting and welcoming. And the other thing that I'm doing is I'm getting out 1 to 2 times a month and I'm speaking with our youth. When I sit and think about my legacy, I go back to my own life journey and think about being that young girl or being that adolescent or that teenager and all the uncomfortable things that helped me learn, fail forward, or grow. And I'm now going to spend time with younger children, adolescent children. My next book's going to target 9 to 12. That's the age group that I want for many reasons. And I'll continue to talk about that as it unfolds, as I start to execute my vision. And I've also been asked if I want to scale my business. What a scary question. But I'm exploring it. I'm stepping into it. As they said at All Women Lead on Monday, I'm taking my place. 34 years in business. That's a long time. And I look at all the wins along the way and all the growth. But on the heels of turning 58, this is what I can tell you I know. The more that I unlearn to allow space to relearn, which I learned at a women's event the Tech Alliance have, the keynote speaker was Melissa, who I just loved. We have to unlearn some things along our life journey so that we can relearn to open the bandwidth on our passion so that we can evolve. And I'm a visionary leader. Like I can see something 1, 2, 5, 7, 10 years out. I can see it. I can taste it. I can smell it. I can feel it. And then I can come back and do the magic of the work right now and anchor myself in the present moment, figure out the plan, put in the structure and the discipline. So now I just need to find my allies and tell them my vision and scale it, which is what I'm going to do. And I'm pretty excited about that. So that's what's happening in my neck of the woods. This is my short and sweet solo March 2024 podcast. And I'm off to go visit my old high school. Want a cathartic experience? Go back to your high school 40 years later. What a difference wisdom and age and maturity gives you when you go back in the current space of where you are. And it's almost like seeing myself in the hallways when I left there at 18. And wow, what a difference 40 years makes. So I'm excited to talk to the students and impart my wisdom. And to me, that's the best part about aging, is sharing not my knowledge, my wisdom. And that to me is winning the day. So have a great March, everybody. We'll see you in April.
Thanks so much for joining me today on Imperfect, the Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the show today and have learned some new tools for your leadership toolkit from our amazing heart-centered guest. If you like the show, feel free to give us a rating and a review, and we always welcome your feedback anytime. If you're ready to master the art of heart, my new book, The Heart-Centered Leadership Playbook, is now available on Amazon, or you can click the link below in our description.